Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence and your goodness, because in you we live and move and have our being. Thank you. You raised us up into heavenly places, and we partake of you through your Spirit. So thank you, Son, not by power nor by might, by your Spirit. Bless us today and every day. Just keep us on track to develop on schedule and be everything you made us to be at this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The readings, my sweetie.
We're reading Psalm 139 from verse 5 to 8 from the TPT translation. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. You've laid your hand on me. This is just too wonderful, deep and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. Where could I go from your Spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too.
Hallelujah. You've gone into our future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind us to spare us from the harm of our past. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You've taken our sins away as far as the east is from the west, away from us. Why? Because you died for all. And I thank you that we now partake of righteousness. And thank you, Lord, for this righteousness that you've got in store for us. Keeps us at peace, keeps us in the place that we need to be in the Spirit, Father God. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. And thank you, you've laid your hand on us to bring us into everything that is necessary for us to play a part in restoration. Thank you, Lord, that we got the word of restoration, that you were in Christ reconciling the world unto you, not counting their sins against us. Because you knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. Thank you for this wonderful, deep, and beautiful covenant we now have as we abide in the shelter of the Most High, and we experience your goodness as you are very present with us. Thank you for the understanding it brings us wonder and strength as morning by morning you waken us up by your Spirit, Lord, to be enlightened, be motivated, spirit, soul, and body, to run the race that you've set out for us. Thank you, Lord, that we stay close to you, because in your presence is fullness of life. Amen. And in your presence, we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So thank you. Thank you for this new and this better covenant. And thank you, you are ruling and reigning to bring all this darkness, all this demonic activity that we seen and hearing, Lord, to bring it down, crush it under our feet. Because you say, as we look to you and we are babes to evil, you will crush Satan underneath our feet. So thank you, Lord. I think also the wonderful scripture where you burn it, you're taking away all the dross, you're working and bringing about down all the evil. But at the same time, you say, but for us who fear your name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in our wings, and we will go out like calves led from the stall, and we will tread the wicked down. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Lord, your will be done, your kingdom. We stay with you. We walk with you one step at a time, or two steps as you lead. You, unless you build the house, we labor in vain. So thank you, Lord, for taking hold of our lives and building character and discipline and dedication, Father God. Your will be done as you work in us to will and to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.